The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Beth Yoder for the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Flavor. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you some recipes and interesting food notes from BBC.com, Real Simple, Better Homes and Gardens, and Food Network magazines. First off, I have an article from BBC.com about Google. Google Lookout app reads grocery labels for blind people. Google's AI can now identify food in the supermarket in a move designed to help the visually impaired. It is part of Google's Lookout app, which aims to help those with low or no vision identify things around them. A new update has been added for the ability for a computer voice to say aloud what food it thinks a person is holding based on its visual appearance. One UK blindness charity welcomed the move, saying it could help boost blind people's independence. Google says the feature will be able to distinguish between a can of corn and a can of green beans. Eye-catching, not easy. Many apps, such as calorie trackers, have long used product barcodes to identify what you're eating. Google says Lookout is also using image recognition to identify the product from its packaging. The app for Android phones has some 2 million popular products in a database it stores on the phone, and this catalog changes depending on where the user is in the world, a post on Google's AI blog said. In a kitchen cupboard test by a BBC reporter, the app had no difficulty in recognizing a popular brand of American hot sauce or another similar product from Thailand. It could also correctly read spices, jars, and tins from British supermarkets, as well as imported Australian favorite Vegemite. But it fared less well on fresh produce or containers with irregular shapes, such as onions, potatoes, tubes of tomato paste, and bags of flour. If it had trouble, the app's voice asked the user to twist the package to another angle, but still failed on several items. The UK's Royal National Institute of Blind People, RNIB, gave a cautious welcome to the new feature. Food labels can be challenging for anyone with a visual impairment, as they are often designed to be eye-catching rather than easy to read, said Robin Spinks from the charity. Ideally, we would like to see accessibility built into the design process for labels so that they are easier to navigate for partially sighted people. But along with other similar apps, such as Be My Eyes and NaviLens, which are also available on iPhones, it can, quote, help boost independence for people with sight loss by identifying products quickly and easily. Lookout uses similar technology to Google Lens, the app that can identify what a smartphone camera is looking at and show the user more information. It already had a mode that would read any text it was pointed at and an explore mode that identifies objects and text. Launching the app last year, Google recommended placing a smartphone in a front shirt pocket or on a lanyard around the neck so the camera could identify things directly in front of it. Another new function added in the update is a scan document feature, which takes a photo of letters and other documents and sends it to a screen reader to be read aloud. Google also says it has made improvements to the app based on feedback from visually impaired users. Now I have a tasty recipe for you from Real Simple. Sheet pan apple crisp. A larger baking tray means more crunchy topping in every bite. Crisp tips. Choose apples that will retain their shape in the oven, like Braeburns, Galas, Honeycrisps, or Pink Ladies. The dessert can be made a day ahead. Just cover and chill after baking, then gently reheat in a low oven and serve warm and fragrant for all the cozy fall vibes. And I know there are plenty of apples out there at the supermarket right now. The active time for this recipe is 35 minutes. The total time is 1 hour and 30 minutes, and this recipe serves 10. The ingredients you will need: 1 cup, which is 2 sticks, of cold unsalted butter, divided, plus more for the baking sheet. 8 apples, such as Gala, peeled, cored, and sliced, and you will need a total of 11 cups. 2 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice from 1 lemon. 1 cup packed light brown sugar, divided. 3/4 tablespoon of kosher salt, divided. 1 cup of old-fashioned rolled oats. 1 cup all-purpose flour. 3/4 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. And optionally, you could add 1/2 teaspoon of ground cardamom. And also optional is vanilla ice cream. Preheat your oven to 375 degrees. Lightly coat a large rimmed baking sheet with butter. Microwave 4 tablespoons of butter in a microwave-safe bowl on high until melted, 30 to 45 seconds. Alternatively, you could melt the butter in a saucepan over low. Toss together apples and lemon juice on the prepared baking sheet. Drizzle with the melted butter. Sprinkle with 1/2 cup sugar and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. Toss until well combined and thoroughly coated. Spread the mixture into an even layer. Cut the remaining 12 tablespoons of butter into 1/2-inch pieces. Toss together oats, flour, cinnamon, cardamom, and remaining 1/2 cup sugar, as well as 1/2 teaspoon salt, in a large bowl until well combined. Add the butter pieces using your fingertips. Rub the butter into the oat mixture until moist clumps form and no dry bits of flour remain. Scatter evenly over apples on the baking sheet. Bake until topping is golden and crisp, 55 to 60 minutes. Let cool for at least 10 minutes. Scoop and serve with ice cream, if desired. Next up, I have some information for you about superstar foods you'll want to eat all the time. This is from Better Homes and Gardens. Research has shown that diets filled with these delicious, nutritious foods can help lower your cancer risk. You've probably heard about the in crowd of fruits, vegetables, nuts, and other foods whose nutritional profiles lend themselves to cancer prevention. The vitamins and minerals, fiber, and antioxidants work together to give us cancer protection, says Sheena Patel Swanner, MS, RDN, LD, Director of Nutrition Programs for the American Institute for Cancer Research, AICR. Aim to work the following superfoods into your diet 2 to 3 times a week while getting 5 to 9 servings of fruit and vegetables a day. Even adding 1 serving daily to what you already eat can go a long way, she says. Then rely on these tips from nutrition and cancer experts on how to enjoy the foods at every meal. Garlic and onions, powerhouse profile. The antioxidants in these members of the Allium family have anti-cancer potential. Lab studies show they help repair DNA and decrease inflammation, Swanner says. Try them. Use them to flavor almost any savory dish. If you let garlic sit 10 to 15 minutes after slicing, chopping, or mincing, an enzyme reaction boosts the healthy compounds. Leafy greens. Powerhouse profile. Leafy greens like lettuce, spinach, mustard greens, and chard contain fiber, folate, and cancer-fighting phytochemicals called carotenoids. These non-starchy vegetables are linked to a reduced risk of colorectal, esophageal, stomach, and mouth cancers, plus can help you stay at a healthy weight, which lowers cancer risk. Try them. Greens are easy to work into a variety of dishes, salads, omelets, and pasta. Thanks to its mild taste, baby spinach is particularly well-suited to smoothies, and it's easy to toss greens into soups. I serve almost everything on a bed of baby greens, says Carolyn Williams, Ph.D., R.D., author of Meals That Heal 100, Everyday Anti-Inflammatory Recipes. I serve almost anything I'm making, grilled chicken, a skillet dish, on a bed of baby greens instead of rice. Tomatoes, powerhouse profile. A great source of vitamins A and C, plus beta-carotene and lycopene. Tomatoes have been linked to a lower risk of prostate cancer. But Swanner points out that studies have shown more conclusively the link between non-starchy vegetables, like tomatoes, and a lower risk of colorectal, esophageal, stomach, and mouth cancers. Try them. Fresh or cooked, the choice is yours. Heating tomatoes ups their lycopene content, so canned tomatoes pack a more powerful punch. Tea, powerhouse profile. All varieties, white, black, green, oolong, contain antioxidants, including catechins and flavonoids that help protect your cells from damage that can lead to cancer. Try it hot or cold. Both have the benefits. Add frozen raspberries or pineapple chunks to iced tea for sweetness and a serving of fruit. One word of warning. Green tea by itself is a great way to get the flavonoids in, but a green tea frappuccino has more sugar and milk than tea and isn't giving you any antioxidants, says Kaylee Proctor, RDN, a dietitian at the Center for Cancer Prevention and Treatment at St. Joseph Hospital in Orange, California. Beans, powerhouse profile. Legumes, beans, peas, lentils, contain hefty amounts of insoluble fiber, which keeps you feeling satisfied, and soluble fiber, which has been shown to decrease the risk of heart disease. A high-fiber diet helps reduce the risk of breast and colorectal cancer, Proctor says. The AICR recommends eating at least 30 grams of dietary fiber per day to lower cancer risk. One cup of lentils has 16 grams of fiber. One cup of black beans has 15 grams. If you're eating one cup of black beans, that's half the daily recommended serving right there, Swanner says. Try them. Beans make an excellent meat substitute a few times a week. Stir canned beans into soups, stews, and salads, or try a bean spread instead of mayonnaise on a sandwich. Fish, powerhouse profile. A high-quality protein, fish has omega-3 fats, vitamins D and B2, potassium, and selenium. Studies have linked eating fish a few times a week to a reduced risk of cancer, including colon and breast cancers. Experts recommending eating about 8 ounces each week. Try it. A can of water-packed tuna on crackers is an easy lunch. For a quick weeknight dinner, add salmon or tuna to stir fries or noodle dishes. Cruciferous vegetables. Powerhouse profile. Broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, bok choy, and kale are in the cruciferous family. High in fiber, folate, vitamins A, C, and K, cruciferous vegetables have been shown to reduce the risk of breast cancer, as well as colorectal, esophageal, stomach, and mouth cancers. Try them. Roasting is a delicious way to banish childhood memories of mushy boiled Brussels sprouts, broccoli, and cauliflower. Toss them with a bit of olive oil, salt, and pepper. Roast on high until browned, but still somewhat crunchy. Walnuts, powerhouse profile. These nuts have vitamin E and omega-3 fatty acids, plus are a great source of protein. You also get a fiber boost, 2 grams per 1 ounce serving, which is about 4 walnut halves. Try them. A great snack, walnuts also add crunch to oatmeal and salads and give texture to stir fries and rice. Walnuts have healthy fat, but keep servings in check. A 1 ounce serving of nuts typically has 150 to 200 calories. Carrots, powerhouse profile. These root vegetables are rich in vitamin A, fiber, and antioxidants. In particular, it's beta-carotene that gives carrots their sunny hue associated with a reduced risk of breast, stomach, and prostate cancers. Try them. Carrots' natural sweetness makes them versatile in cooking and baking, Swanner says. Grate carrots into baked goods like muffins and cakes or into tomato sauce for a double dose of vegetables. More ideas. Dip raw carrots in hummus, slice an avocado into a carrot salad, or roast whole carrots with olive oil. And finally, my favorite, berries. Powerhouse profile. Red, blue, or purple berries, currants, grapes, and blueberries, have high levels of antioxidant anthocyanin, the source of their color. They're also a strong source of folate, vitamins C and K, and fiber. 1 cup of blackberries or raspberries has 8 grams of fiber. Try them. A delicious snack on their own, berries enhance salads, cereals, yogurt, smoothies, oatmeal, even ice cream. Note that frozen berries are often as healthy or healthier because when they're frozen immediately after harvest, their nutritional content is preserved. And now from Food Network magazine, the November issue, I've got a little more in-depth detail about the superfood of the month, walnuts. Turn this healthy nut into pesto. Superfood stats. Here are 5 good reasons to eat more walnuts. They're a source of antioxidants like vitamin E and melatonin. They have more heart-healthy omega-3s than any other nut. Researchers say that eating them might help increase good-for-you gut bacteria. They contain polyphenols, which can help reduce inflammation. And finally, studies have found that consuming about 1/2 cup per day can help lower blood pressure. And now that recipe for walnut pesto. 2 cups of walnuts, 2 cloves of garlic, half cup plus 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 2 tablespoons of sherry vinegar, kosher salt, half cup finely chopped fresh parsley, 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh thyme. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Spread the walnuts on a baking sheet and bake until golden brown, about 5 minutes. Let cool completely. Pulse 1 cup walnuts, the garlic, and 1/4 cup olive oil in a food processor to make a paste, about 1 minute, scraping the bowl as needed. Add the remaining 1 cup walnuts and 1/4 cup plus 2 tablespoons olive oil, the vinegar, and a pinch of salt. Pulse until combined, but still chunky. Transfer to a bowl and stir in the parsley and thyme. Season with salt. Serve the pesto with crostini or cheese, or spoon some over roasted potatoes. Here are some more good food tips for you from the November issue of Food Network Magazine. To your health. Looking good. We all know that dairy products are good for our bones, but they could be good for our skin, too. Research shows that milk, yogurt, and cheese all contain vitamin K2, which can help prevent wrinkles and improve skin elasticity. Soft cheese has a higher concentration of K2 than hard cheese, a good excuse to break out the brie. In season, sweet potatoes. These Thanksgiving favorites are packed with fiber, plus they're rich in beta-carotene, which provides your body with vitamin A, a key to healthy vision. Can apples keep your mind sharp? Maybe. Research from Tufts University recently linked foods containing flavonoids, like apples, berries, and dark chocolate, with brain health. They found that older adults who ate fewer flavonoid-rich foods were 2 to 4 times more likely to get Alzheimer's disease. The spice is right. When you grab the cinnamon this month, know that it's good for more than just flavor. A new study from the Endocrine Society found that it can help control blood sugar levels in people with prediabetes, which affects about 90 million people in the United States. Next up, I have a quick article for you from Pam Demetrakites. Kellogg tests tech for blind shoppers. Kellogg Company is trying out a new type of packaging barcode that allows vision-impaired shoppers to access information about a product easily with their smartphones. The codes are on packages of Cocoa Puffs that are being test-marketed in 60 grocery stores across the United Kingdom. The boxes, developed in cooperation with England's Royal National Institute of Blind People, have barcodes that a new smartphone technology can read from up to 3 meters away when a phone is waved in the package's general direction. Once the code is detected, the user can activate, with a flick of a wrist, a voice that will read out information about the product's allergens and other nutritional data. The technology, called NaviLens, is used in Spain to help visually impaired travelers use public transport. The Kellogg test in the UK is the first time NaviLens has been used on food packaging. The Cocoa Puffs packages are a special edition to commemorate World Sight Day, with Braille messaging and larger-than-average fonts. Next up, from Better Homes and Gardens, some more interesting food notes. For every 10-point drop in systolic blood pressure, the top number, you reduce your heart disease risk 47%. A reading of 120 over 80 is still considered normal, but a new study published in JAMA Cardiology found that the lower your systolic blood pressure, the better. One thing you can do? Aim to limit your sodium intake to 1,500 milligrams daily. 3 million lives are saved worldwide each year because of immunizations, but 68% of adults worldwide aren't up to date on theirs. Only 44% of Americans get a yearly flu shot, and only 27% have had a Tdap vaccine and or booster, which protects against tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. Go to cdc.gov to find what you need and when. 10%. That is how few domestic violence shelters currently accept pets. If you or someone you know is staying in a abusive relationship for fear of leaving behind a pet, go to safeplaceforpets.org to find a pet-friendly shelter or a safe temporary home for the pet. 6 grams of spices in a meal can decrease inflammation. Combining spices can give you a bigger health boost. Scientists have long known that individual spices contain compounds that help reduce inflammation, but new research suggests that a blend of spices can have an even stronger anti-inflammatory effect. The Journal of Nutrition reported that people who use 6 grams, about 2 teaspoons, of a mix of 13 spices commonly used in the U.S., including basil, oregano, cumin, turmeric, and cinnamon, had less inflammation than those who didn't. We have run out of time for today's episode of Flavor. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you enjoyed it. I am Mary Beth Yoder, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Flavor is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.